What an honor to be able to connect with Darren Mulligan, frontman of We Are Messengers. They've got their new album out, Where the Joy Is, and they're coming to South Africa come the 14th of November 2024. Darren, what a pleasure. Hope you're well that side.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I tell you, we're really, really excited about coming down to you guys. It's always been a dream of mine to do that, so I'm really honored that it's happening, so thank you.
I'm not sure what they're telling you out there in Nashville about South Africa. Have they told you that we've got wild animals roaming the streets?
No, I have a lot of friends back home that have spent a lot of time in Joburg and Cape Town, and you know, they tell me the people are beautiful and wonderful and love God, and so we're excited to bring our music for messy, broken people that way.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you. If you don't mind, I want to dive straight into your newest single. I mean, we can't ignore God Be the Glory, that Yellow Taxi Ride, that gospel choir. For me, that's so beautifully juxtaposed with the Darren that was. I mean, to think of where you were in your life, Darren, and to be in a place to be singing God Be the Glory. Only God can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, only God can do that. You know, I was thinking this week we played Red Rocks for the second time in America. And everyone gets very excited when you play these massive venues, but I'm always excited about the people. It's always people over places. And I think about me when I was lost in promiscuity and adultery and, you know, all kinds of addictions and unhealthy habits. I never thought that God could find or love someone like me. You know, I never thought I was deserving of being loved by anyone, let alone the King of the world. And he has loved me. He's rescued me from my sin. He's restored my life. And everything I do these days is to remind people that everything is for his glory and our good. No matter what situation or circumstance, he's glorified. And ultimately, it's for our good.
Yeah, your road was clearly rocky. You alluded to that now. But that authenticity of the change in you, though, is remarkable. Do you find that your message is more powerful because of your journey? It almost makes you and your music way more approachable.
I wouldn't think that my testimony is any more special than, I think it's more amazing that someone could walk with Jesus all of their life, you know, that someone could grow up in a good home and be disciplined and obedient. So there's no glory in my testimony. But I do think that God revels in showing the world that the people that we think are too far gone, that he says, no one's too far gone. So yeah, it allows me to speak into situations that maybe others couldn't. You know, it allows me to love the lost and the least and the broken and the prostitute, and the beggar and the thief, because I've been all of them and I've seen the goodness of God. And we just tell the truth. We don't lie. We're not trying to be more famous. We're not trying to have more gold records. We're just trying to tell the truth about a really good God and honestly have a good time doing it. You know, we're not a Sunday morning band. We're a Friday night rock and roll band that loves Jesus. And I'm so glad he uses us.
Yeah, I want to jump in here, and you've spoken about your testimony and your wife's role in that is really something close to my heart, my past as well, when I met this beautiful woman who said, I like you and everything, but I can't really have a relationship with you because you don't know Jesus. And for me, that was incredible to have a woman that was standing really firm in her belief. And you've had something similar in your life, and I think to many people that are listening, to have a spouse or somebody really close to them that walks close to God sets that example for us and that opens the door for our change.
Mate, it's so true. My wife, when I couldn't see any good in me, she had been walking with Jesus for a little while. She saw the potential for God to change me. You know, she believed, she prayed faithfully, and she hoped. And actually, she led me to Jesus just 3 weeks before we got married. And it has utterly transformed my life, our relationship, our family, all because one woman had the faith to believe that someone as messy like me could repent, could turn, because she saw it in her own life. And, you know, just recently, it was only last month, actually, we baptized my mother and father at 76 years old. And that doesn't happen without a catalyst. And the catalyst is always Holy Spirit, but the human catalyst is my wife. And I give her great honor because she deserves it. She's an amazing human.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, and also about your family. What have friendships been like for you when you went back to Ireland and saying, this is the Darren of now? Many people choose to follow Jesus and they want to return and they end up losing friendships, and it leaves a lot of people broken, realizing following Jesus actually comes at a cost. What was yours like considering where your life was at?
Yeah, you know, initially, I guess it was tough. I live in a community where to say that you're a Christian in many ways says that you're turning your back on your culture and your history. I grew up a Roman Catholic in Ireland around the time of the Troubles. But I will say this, I moved home to Ireland recently. I was living in Nashville for 9 years in America. And it's been amazing to watch God restore so many of those relationships. And I get to stand on the street doing evangelism with my little brother, who my wife also led to Jesus, on the third Saturday of every month. And it's beautiful to be able to go back to the community I love and do ordinary things. You see, with this band, we're doing extraordinary things in people's eyes, because thousands of people are coming out to shows all over the world. But for me, the extraordinary things in the kingdom of God are not the big crowds, not the big records, the number one songs, not that stuff. It's simple, ordinary acts of kindness, mercy, grace, and love, one-to-one in our community when nobody is looking. And so for me, Ireland, honestly, Ireland is still my home. It is my home. It's the place I'm called to most. But we're not called just to our communities. We're called to go into all the world.
A new album is out, Where the Joy Is. A different sound to your previous work. Let us know what was the catalyst to this sound.
Pure joy. Honestly, if you could open up my chest, it would sound exactly like this album, Where the Joy Is. I guess in my life walking with Jesus, I've had freedom from a lot of things, but I've never really understood joy. I've always watched it in other people and wished that I could have it. But I guess I've wrestled with depression and anxiety and different things over the years that have, convinced me that I could never be content or I could never have this joy that I see promised in the scriptures. And then one day it came upon me, and for the last 3 years, my life has been filled with contentment and joy and hope and all the things that I had seen in the scriptures. And I really wanted to write an album to encourage people, to let them know that on the other side of your suffering is great joy. Even in your suffering is great joy. And for me, joy is not a circumstance. It's not the things I have or don't have. It's knowing Jesus. And I really know him and I love him. And I love the people he has given to us to sing these songs to and for. And I don't want to lie. So this is an album like all of our others. We don't lie in our music. We tell the truth and we try and point people to real hope, real life, to a real Jesus.
So you're coming to South Africa, November the 14th to the 18th. Just for our listeners to know that SA tour starts off on Thursday the 14th of November and the 15th of November, those two shows in Cape Town at Missio Dei in Bellville, and then 16th and 18th of November in Pretoria at Lewende Woord in Brumaria. And you can get those tickets on iTickets. We'll give you more details about that a little bit later on. So the new album is out, Darren. What is the set list looking like for your SA tour? Is that something you only work? Is that something you work out closer to the time? Is that evolve at different times? How does that work?
Yeah, we're already dreaming that set list up. We've had a set list we've been running across the world on our world tour for the last while, but we want to do something really special for South Africa. So we're working in a few little musical rhythms into our set. I think that will show a little bit of my Irish culture, a bit of the American and African American culture of my bandmates. And hopefully we'll bring in a little bit of African culture to it too. So it'll be all the songs people are familiar with, but a lot of songs from the new record. There'll be love songs. But I can tell you this, it's going to be a lot of fun. We Are Messenger shows are not boring. We are not interested in having a boring night. We're interested in having a good time and pointing people to Jesus and playing some good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear it. You've got a massive touring schedule at the moment, and I've been just following and seeing what you've been doing and where you're going. And based on how you do your shows, where do you guys get the energy to do this night in and night out?
Honestly, I don't know. I think from the outside, people think our lives are really glamorous. And don't get me wrong, we've a lot of, privilege in that, people take care of us and drive us places and prepare meals and all of that. But it's hard work, dude. When you're leaving your wife and your four kids and the community you love, you have to have a real love for the people. So our energy comes from having a real love for our audience. You'll never hear us calling the audience fans. I'm not interested in that. That's complete nonsense. They're just like me. They're messy and a bit bruised, a bit broken, a bit hopeful, a bit joyful. And so our energy comes from watching the lights come on in people's eyes at our concerts. And I'm addicted to that. I used to be addicted to sinning. And now I'm addicted to Jesus at work and the people we sing songs with.
Any special message for South Africans who are saying, we are messengers, we can't wait to get there, a little something for them to get them excited and to get those who are still wondering, should we get our tickets, to make sure they rush over to get their tickets?
Yeah, I would say go get your tickets pretty quick. I do think these will sell out. I'll tell you this, we're not going to come to South Africa and try and impose our agenda on people. We're going to be partnering in prayer with the local communities, the local church. We're going to be coming in as your guests, but our hope is that we leave you with a tangible sense of the goodness of God that you've maybe not experienced before. I would say invite your friends, but please especially invite your enemies. Invite the ones that are doubting and hurting and maybe know nothing of God or want nothing of God. Our band has a really beautiful way of communicating the gospel in a way that everyone is welcome. Everybody can come and everybody can encounter the goodness of God. So yeah, we're really, like, genuinely, you know, sometimes you get artists talking and they just do the thing where they say the thing. We're really excited. This is a highlight of our career. We've been all over the world, but this will be our first time playing anywhere on the continent of Africa, and we hope to do much more down there. So please come out and support us.
You'll be surprised. We know how to have a good time here in SA. You'll see. We're looking forward to it, Darren. What a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with me. We can't wait to have you in SA. All the best for the rest of your tour leading up to this point, and we'll catch up with you in November.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. Thank you for all the support and encouragement. And I can't wait to meet you and all of the South Africans. It's going to be great. It really is. And if it doesn't, there's no money back. See you, mate. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.